Once, about in a generation, there's a scientific announcement which really captures the public imagination. And one of these announcements, announcement by a team from Johnson Space Center and Stanford on their results on the search for past life on Mars. One of the team leaders is Dr. David McKay, who is visiting Australia at the invitation of the Australian Key Centre for Microscopy and Microanalysis in Sydney. We are delighted that he's been able to divert to Melbourne. In fact, I believe he's planning to spend the weekend here, much to the consternation of people in Sydney. But it's with pleasure that I invite Dr. McKay to tell us about the search for past life on Mars. David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm not sure whether you see the X-Files in Australia. Do we get X-Files here? Okay, you know that one of the favorite things on X-Files is a secret conspiracy that is working behind the scenes to do various things. And we actually, in NASA, get accused sometimes of being part of that conspiracy, of covering up things and of plotting things, to strange things to happen. So when I came into to Sydney on Monday, as soon as I was here, a Russian Mars spacecraft threatened to fall out of the sky and contaminate us all with plutonium. And I want to deny that NASA had anything to do with that at all. That is not part of the conspiracy. In fact, I think it might be the other way around, because not only did that disrupt my lecture tour,